Sex and Happiness. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest study about sex and happiness was designed by Professor George Lowenstein, who teaches psychology at Carnegie Mellon University and firmly believes that married couples are happier when they have more sex. But he had never tested whether the sex itself was the reason. So the professor found 64 married couples and paid them to carefully document how many times they had sex and how happy they were. And then he randomly assigned half of the couple some homework, which was to double the number of times they had sex in a three-month period. And to his surprise, the happiness level among the couples making twice as much love was actually slightly lower than the couples who just did what they had been doing. The problem with the study is probably that sex just isn't as much fun when you're doing it because the professor told you to, although that might actually be a line worth trying. But the other problem is that sex is the kind of homework where a lot depends on how you approach it. Some people will make an effort. Candles, twin bathtubs on the beach. But some people are lazy. They'll just set the homework timer and then, you know, okay, 10 o'clock, professor says it's time to do it. Get over here. Anyway, that's why I think maybe it's time just to stop happiness studies altogether. And not just the ones about sex, but especially those studies that keep finding Denmark to be the happiest country in the world. We can't all move to Denmark. And if you're already in Denmark and you read one of these studies, it's like being told, hey, this is as good as it gets. Either way, you're unhappier than before you read the happiness study. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.